This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Israel continues to face threats to its existence from Hamas in Gaza and Iran's terrorist proxy Hezbollah in the north. While most of the world is focused on the Gaza war, a major war between Israel and Hezbollah is likely within the next month. This past week, the terrorist army shot 215 rockets and drones into Israel. I spoke to senior pastor Barry Stagner of Calvary Central OC in California about the Hezbollah threat. Barry is also the host of the internationally broadcast weekly program The Lineup and the author of six books, including The Time of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events.
Well, the thing with Hezbollah is that they're not Hamas by any stretch of the imagination. They are an organized, well-funded, and well-armed army that, you know, the potential impact on Israel and the people of Israel is far greater than the efforts of Hamas from the south. And, you know, when we have, you know, that hook in the jaw that's spoken of in Ezekiel 38 and being drawn down another place in the far north, you know, a lot of attention has gone to the fact that there's three of the five named nations in the Ezekiel invasion who have military hardware and personnel on the northern border of Israel on the Syrian side. But then you've got this Iranian proxy of Hezbollah, you know, who's well-financed and you know, Amir Sarfati told me the other day, just in conversation, that there's a quarter of a million missiles aimed at Israel from Hezbollah. And it's not, you know, these other devices that we've seen coming up from the south, from the Gaza Strip. 25,000 are GPS guided. So they're smart weapons. They're not just dumb bombs that, you know, you launch it and you hope it hits somewhere near where you aimed it. You know, these are technologically advanced weapons, and 25,000 smart weapons, missiles and rockets aimed at the nation of Israel could do catastrophic damage. But again, we know the outcome. And John, I think that's the most important thing for us to remember in the midst of all that we're seeing in the potential threats, the level, the possible level of damage and harm that could come to the nation of Israel. The Lord said, you know, in Zechariah that when this time comes, he's going to join the battle and he'll fight as he fights in the day of battle. And that's ultimately going to be fulfilled during the tribulation. But we do know that God, he's obviously involved in the protection of Israel right now. So Hezbollah can attack, Gaza can attack, Iran can attack from their own territory, Turkey can join the battle, but the outcome is always going to be the same. Israel is going to prevail. You know, Amos 9:15 says that when they come back into the land, they will not be uprooted. Nobody's going to uproot them from the land. Nobody's going to drive them out from the land. So we can have confidence in that while we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the safety of the Israeli people. You know, Amir has made no bones about the fact that, you know, they are asking people to pray. They have three kids in the IDF right now. And, you know, I think about that as a parent and seeing what's going on and the fact that the whole world is basically, you know, drawn down on Israel and animosity and anti-Semitism, and you're standing alone against the whole of the world, and you've got three of your children, you know, who are in different portions of the IDF. And what a worrisome thing as a parent. And just multiply that out over all the others. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I read recently about the call-up of the reservists is there was 100% reporting. I mean, what other nation has that kind of response where, you know, you've got reservists who are called up to active duty and all of them respond and want to stand up for their nation? Israel is a unique group of people and nation, that's for sure.
That's Pastor Barry Stagner, the author of the book Time of the Signs, A Chronology of Earth's Final Events. You can find a link to that book when you visit the podcast page at afr.net. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley.